What do we know about checkpoint inhibitors in squamous cell cancers? Who gets these tumors? And what is cemiplimab?
Okay, so cemiplimab is an anti-PD-1 antibody. It has been tested in squamous cell carcinoma of the skin, which are actually very frequent. It's the second in incidence after basal cell carcinoma. It's due to the sun exposure, so it's mostly sun-exposed area that are involved. It also can be induced by some virus, like papillomavirus, you know, especially in the genital areas. And these cancers, I can tell you, they are very frequent. Most of the time, they are small, we can just excise them surgically, and that's fine. But in some patients, especially now, you know what I think, if this recording can help you to diffuse the information that men, when they lose their hair, they have to really protect their scalp from the sun, that would be a very good point, because I see every day patient with cancer on their scalp because of the sun exposure. And if you take the sun every day, even if it's not very, very strong sun exposure, they will get some keratosis and eventually they will get squamous cell carcinoma. So we have a lot of patients and sometimes old patients with squamous cell carcinoma of the head and neck and lymph node metastasis, because it's not like basal cell carcinoma, which very rarely give rise to metastasis. Here, in squamous cell, we can have metastasis when the tumor are aggressive.
Can I clarify, though, when you talk about the typical patient who gets a sun-induced squamous cell, are those the people who end up with metastatic disease, or is it like, you know, more people with immune deficiencies, transplant, etc.?
You also have that. You have patients just because of the sun exposure who will come with a squamous cell carcinoma and sometimes becoming metastatic. But I was going to this point, the patient, immunocompromised patients, for example, transplanted patients, they are at high risk. And in this patient, it can become very aggressive. And it's difficult. It's very difficult because in this patient, we are a little bit afraid to use anti-PD-1, you know. To stimulate a lot the immune system of a patient who is transplanted, it's another problem. But most of the patients have no immunosuppression, I mean, not obvious immunosuppression, and they have these tumors that are sometimes very big, sometimes very aggressive, sometimes metastatic, regionally metastatic, or distant metastasis. And in this case, we have these clinical trials that have been published recently. It was not randomized and it was single arm. It was very impressive response rate of this squamous cell carcinoma and close to 60%. And I could see that in some of my patients, very good efficacy of this anti-PD-1.
I've seen some amazing pictures of before and after where you have these huge tumors that just sort of go away